Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Crowd goes wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, that show that deals with all things concerning
knowledge.
Indeed. I am, of course, your host, Mark Unger. Joining me, as always, very lovely and charming Diane Brierley. And, of course, the amazing Ross Allen Skorshevsky. Drinking his carbonated water there. Entering the show, as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, engineer extraordinaire and part-time serial killer, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of this show. Why would we call him a part-time serial killer?
I don't know. Did you call him that again?
Yeah.
I thought Timothy, you weren't supposed to.
I'm not supposed to, but I couldn't help myself.
It slipped out.
The three first names.
Timothy Robert Ray. Those are always serial killers, aren't they? So we assume Tim is a serial killer, at least part-time. Anyway, this is a show that handles all of your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at ask@markgunger.com. Here's how the show works. You can send us a question you want about anything related to our relationships, quite frankly. We'll take a question about anything, but supposedly about relationships. And you get to stay totally anonymous. In return, we are brutally honest. In a sea of programming, where everybody's concerned about how you feel and how you respond to truth and how your feelings. We just don't care. This is the opposite. We don't care about your feelings. This is the anti-feeling show. This show is just about brutal honesty. If you're not up for brutal honesty or not up for listening to brutal honesty, now is your time to change the channel and move on. But if you'd like some just fun, brutal honesty in the sea of and the safety of anonymity, that's what this show is about. If you want someone who's very sensitive to your feelings, don't email the show. Send it to somebody else. Lots of shows out there, okay? And they'll be very, very careful about how you feel. So if you got all kinds of emotional boo-boos, Uber boo-boos.
Uber boo-boos.
Don't email us if you got Uber boo-boos all over the place. But if you'd like to know what we think about your situation, we'll tell you. Again, nobody knows who you are, and we'll just be very brutally honest. This is your chance to hear what people think about when you're not in the room. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you got there, Wilma?
Okay.
Wilma Funston with a big dingly-dangly... Yes.
My sparkly... Ross, it looks like a smiley face.
It does look like a smiley face.
Two eyes, a nose, and...
The big...
Made out of coal.
The one eye's crooked now.
This is one of my China Market finds that your father-in-law actually picked out when... We were all in South
Africa. Aren't I a nice man? I'm the nicest man
the
I know.
The one circles cockeyed.
What about this one?
I know. No, she's...
Oh, no.
There you go. There. Now we got
in order again.
Now we see
Can't
the eyes.
Can't be in disarray.
Okay, what you got?
Okay, you may or may not have heard about the story. It's
I may
actually
not have.
Been all over the news. And in fact, they've been interviewed on ABC, Good Morning America, blah, 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 on Piers Morgan's show. And everything.
Okay.
So that's why I was surprised I hadn't seen it, but I don't guess I
you don't pay
live
attention.
Under a stone. But somebody, a listener sent this, and get this, said, make sure you write down their names so that when they write into the show for help later on, that you can tell them no.
So we'll know, yeah.
Okay, not to make light of the shooting that happened in Aurora in the theater with the Batman thing or whatever, but it comes out of that story. Apparently, there was a young man who took his girlfriend and her child and their child. They weren't married, but they had a child together, and then she had another child. So he took the girlfriend and the two children to the midnight showing when the guy came in and opened fire.
You gotta wonder about that, first of all. I mean, how stupid are you?
Yeah. Right. So when the shooting broke out, this guy, now there are conflicting reports because I have read some stories that said that he just panicked and didn't know what to do and lost track. But then there's this story that says he actually jumped out of the, what's that, mezzanine, the balcony thing, got into his car and drove away and left her and these two children there.
Okay, so the guy, the psycho comes out and he's starting to shoot people.
Yes.
His response is, jump for your life, hop in a car, and drive away.
And that's what he did.
And he left.
And he left the woman and the two kids there. And some other 19-year-old guy actually helped get them out. And he took a bullet in the leg as a hero, trying to help her and her two kids.
So some other guy saved his girlfriend and their kid and his son or whatever.
Yeah. So they.
But he's thinking, you know.
Run for your life.
That's right.
So he runs
away. That's right. So he runs away and hunts her down later at the hospital and apparently is overcome, gets on his knees in the hospital and finally asks her to marry him. So.
Okay. Now let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. He abandons them. Mm-hmm. Their lives are on the line. He saves himself like a coward.
Mm-hmm.
Later finds them at the hospital and gets on her knee and says, will you please marry
me? Yes, and apparently
she... And then she took a bat and beat him to death.
No, apparently she has agreed to marry him.
No!
Thank you for saving yourself.
No, say it ain't so!
So it's this whole romantic story about how in all of this, he finally decided to marry her. And so they're doing all of these news interviews and stuff. But in the meantime, there's this whole other side of the social media and the news and everything saying, don't marry him. He's got the Coward of the Year Award and nobody should be marrying someone who's done this.
Well, when people are interviewing, are they asking him about this?
Well, they... Everything that I read and could ascertain, the people on the interviews are making out to be like, oh, it was such a sweet thing. And in the middle of us, they're not really questioning that he left other than he'll say, oh, I lost
You have track an interviewer that's not confronting him that he ran like a coward?
Apparently. They're taking the positive angle
of
it.
How do you make a pass? I'd like to interview him. Put him on this show.
Let's bring Stubby, too.
You big wuss. You go running for your life?
He made it seem like he was in a panic. He didn't know what to do. He set the one child down on the floor to keep it safe, lost track of it, and then...
Oh, yeah. I'll leave you safe here where they're shooting at you while I go and get help.
In all fairness, in a panic, you might, you know, just fight or flight might kick in. And
well, yeah, and that's what makes him a coward, because he kicked
away.
In flight.
Yes. Because he should have stayed and thrown himself on top, because there were stories of men who did that.
Or take the kid with you. Grab the kid and run.
Well, he said he had to put the kid down because he thought it was safer to be out of the line of fire if he put the kid on the floor. But there were, have you read the stories? There were young men who threw themselves on top of and saved others, and they died because of it, you know, but not this one. So even celebrities, there was an NBA player who commented and said, he's a coward, run for your life, stay away from him.
Why is she marrying this idiot?
Well, apparently she loves him.
What's wrong with women? You know, this is not an anti-woman show, but you got so many just stupid women. Well, he's a coward. He leaves you and your children to fend for yourself while he saves himself. And not 6 hours go by. And you're agreeing to marry. What is wrong with some of these women in their heads?
Yeah. Well, and apparently.
These are women, they guys beat them.
Yeah.
They neglect them. Yeah. They force them to do sex acts they want to do. They do all this stuff. They cheat on them. And they still say, yes, I'll marry you. What is wrong with them?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you're kind of a woman.
You always say that. Should I be insulted?
I mean, what the heck?
I mean, that's pretty much cowardice.
I'm saying I can't relate. I'm not a woman.
Yeah. I don't think that I would want much to do with a guy who left me to be shot for dead with my kids.
Nancy, but, you know, he leaves you and your children. And he jumps and he gets in a car and drives away. A few hours later, you're going to say, yes, I'll marry
you. Here's my guess. She'd been probably wanting him to marry her for quite some time. She was obviously sleeping with him and couldn't get him to commit. So she was probably just happy. Oh, yay, I finally got him to ask me to marry him.
Baloney sauces, man. Thinking, you leave me high and dry when bullets are flying. And you come
I'm
to
telling
my room,
you, she wasn't thinking. She was just thinking, oh, yay, he's finally asking me. I promise you.
There's something
I'll
wrong.
I'll marry you if you
wrong?
Dodge these bullets.
Yeah, no one's catching this. No one's challenging him. Well, you're saying people on the internet are.
Well, yeah, but not in the interviews and stuff that I guess I saw. And they neglected to talk about the guy. I saw some things that said that they really neglected to give the credit to the dude who was 19 years old and bothered to save her and took a bullet for her and her.
She should be marrying him.
Marry him.
That's what I thought. But he probably doesn't want anything to do.
He probably doesn't want to because she's a psycho.
Yeah.
What is it about? I don't know. The only thing I can figure is part of the curse.
I do believe you're right.
Okay. Here's the curse when Adam and Eve sinned. Adam's curse was, you're going to have to work like crazy now, the sweat of your brow. Things were going to be easy, walking the part, now it's going to work against you. Any guy ever feel like that? No matter how hard you work, the harder it gets, it seems like everything's always working against you. Any man ever feel that? It's part of the curse. Okay. But the woman's curse, the only one you ever hear them talk about is that she'll have pain in childbirth. But that wasn't it.
No.
That was, she had a two-part curse.
Yep.
One is you will have pain in childbirth. And number two, your desire will be for this man. I mean, that's part of the curse. You're going to want this idiot.
No matter how big of an idiot he is.
If I'm Adam, I'm going, wait a minute, what kind of curse is that? Your desire will. So I think it's part of the curse that these women, there's something about the sin nature that blinds them. Mm-hmm.
Well, this sheds a
to
whole
where they,
new light
they
on
try,
a lot of things we deal with then, and why women stay in some of the situations that they do and they don't stand part, up and kick
them to the curb. Oh, I still say fight it.
Well,
especially Christian women should be set free from the curse, for heaven's sake.
Oh, yes, if you're a Christian.
But I mean, the only thing I can figure, it makes no sense why these women are so locked into these men who are such disasters, and they want to be with these guys who are absolute disasters in their lives. It's stunning. Hmm. Anyway, that's one for the weirdo pile.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and see if your emails are weirder than this right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
Let me tell you about my conviction. How Jesus healed my soul condition. Set me free from sin's intention. He made me a new creation. Hey, I've been born again. Yeah, yeah. I've been born again. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Wait just a minute.
Jimmy Bratcher, the Electric Rev on the Mark Gunger Show. You can check out his music at jimmybratcher.com or go to iTunes and buy all his tracks. Great stuff.
Okay, first email says, Morning Mark, I've attended your Laugh Your Way Through Better Marriage seminars years back. I liked it very much. I'm still going through troubles in my marriage. Now my question is, how does a person that has not been a good communicator and not a good listener to his wife do a better job with it?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to you. What'd you say? Signed, Debbie Gunger.
I had to ask a little bit more information. He said, I've realized that I do not like to talk very...
It's him.
Yes, I'm trying to be a better listener.
I have realized I do not like to talk very much. I have been going to counseling to try to figure out why I don't like to talk to my wife.
Oh, come on. What are you going to counseling for that for?
Right now we're separated, and I don't know what she wants from me. I have heard through the counselor, I think she wants me to be a better leader for us. We've been married for 29 years, and apparently she's separated from him because he doesn't communicate well and doesn't like to talk to her.
Well, that stinks to high heaven. Something's not right. We're not hearing the whole story. If she's separating for him just because he's not a good listener, we're all doomed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that is just insane. If, in fact, he's telling us the truth, which he's probably not, he's giving us the nice... People always
she give wants him to be a leader.
Well, what the heck does that mean?
And talk to her more. And he doesn't. He wants to figure out from a counselor why he doesn't like to talk to his wife. I think y'all better go to a counselor.
Look, I'm for separating if the guy's cheating on you, if he's looking at porn, if he's beating you. What the heck is this? I'm separating because he doesn't like to talk.
I saw this funny e-card.
I don't want to talk to her. I don't even know her.
Have you seen e-cards
Good grief.
Before? Like on Facebook, you know, just people, those e-cards, like the funny haha. Saw one that says, let's not complicate our relationship by trying to communicate with each other.
Oh, are you kidding? I mean, that's absurd. That cannot be true. If that is true, then they're both nuts. Mm-hmm. There's got to be something else. If you literally are in a place of separation
after
29 years of counseling because you don't like to talk. Oh, I'm a terrible listener. I need to go to counseling.
Yes.
That's what I said. Then everybody needs to go to counseling. If you need to learn to get to a counselor or go to a counselor to learn why you don't like to talk to your wife, most men don't like to talk to their wife.
Let's go check it out. We're doing this Manly Man conference. Yes. Okay, and we have this speaker, Jeff Saturday, who is was a center in Indianapolis through their Super Bowl and all these winning. I mean, they're a killer team. And he now has signed with the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. He's playing for the Packers. So he's in Green Bay. He's on our stage. I asked him to speak. He says, well, just ask me questions. So I'm interviewing him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's quite a challenge for me because I don't listen to people when they talk. Because I'm sitting there, and he's talking to me, and pretty soon my mind starts wandering, and I'm thinking, wow, he's kind of a big guy. He's not as fat as I thought he'd be, because you think lion men kind of, yeah. You know, I'm just, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, huh, I'm not listening. I gotta listen. I don't know what to, I gotta listen. I don't, I'm a terrible listener. And all I'm hearing is wow, 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 wow. Then he finally gets done talking, and I go, all right, great.
The typical Gunga response.
I've learned after all of these years, I know what the response is. When he's not listening,
he's not.
He'll go, he'll look at you and go, wow.
I had no idea what he just said.
It was a question, sir.
I had no idea.
And he just pretends he's been listening.
One time I go, wow. And then everybody started clapping. All the guys started clapping. I'm thinking, oh, I don't know what he said.
No,
you
that's
just,
your typical default response.
Oh,
when
my goodness gracious. I'm the world's worst interviewer. Don't put me up there to interview, because I don't listen. I get so I got the attention span of a fly.
I know.
According to this people, my wife should separate me and I should go get in for counseling.
Yeah. Yeah.
She might be in agreement with that.
Maybe. No, seriously, if that is why, there's something wrong with you too. Seriously.
Yeah.
You're getting some really bad information. And this, what is with these? Well, I want to be a leader. What are you talking about? They can't even define it.
No. It's just some weird...
That's just such nonsense. I get so tired of it. You know what? I'd be miserable. If I were these people, I'd be as miserable as they were. Yeah. The only difference between me and this, my wife and that couple, is we're not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
These people are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're separating over issues that everybody deals with.
Well, you
don't... Every couple has someone who doesn't like to talk to the other one who talks too much and they don't listen to each other. And they're separate over that?
The difference between them and you is that you all don't have the unrealistic expectations that other people have.
My wife knows that I don't
listen.
You're living
the same lives, but they have these goofy off-the-wall expectations that he's going to listen to me and we're going to have
kids. Do you know how many times
I've
had couples come in and they're in crisis. Mm-hmm. And then they describe my marriage to a T.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they describe the kind of fights they have, and I'm looking at them going... And what
else?
The
problem is?
And I go, no, that's it. I said, are you kidding? No, I said, you just described my marriage.
Because they have unrealistic expectations.
Why? Yeah, but just that, I guess. These people can describe the exact same marriage I have, and we're happy as can be, and only they're miserable with it.
Because the wife expects that her husband's going to hang on every word. Your wife doesn't expect that from you.
Oh, good Lord. I feel sorry for the guy. Anyway, there's got to be something more. He's not telling us. If there's no more, I feel really sorry for you. Both need a good slap, as far as I'm concerned. If that's it, they need a swirly. Time for a swirly. Stick your head in the toilet, pull the lever, and let the water swirl around your heads, and hopefully you will snap out of it.
If there's more to it, let us know, and
if there's more to it, I'd like to hear it. But if that's it, man. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Do you want Mark to come to your city? Visit laughyourway.com.
When he walked into the room, it was all business, that's for sure. He walked up to the band and said, play three chords and no more.
Jimmy Bratcher, the Electric Rev on the Mark Gunger Show, answering your questions about love, marriage, and relationships. What you got there?
Okay, ready? This one says, written by a guy, awesome Mark. God has given you an awesome gift to help our marriages for today's times. Just like Paul in the Bible times, I have listened to you for a while and think we need more honest shows like yours.
Wow.
Okay, he continues. Now, Mark, please sit back and listen to my question before you get all heated up and give me a swirly.
Okay.
My wife and I have been married for 11 wonderful, trying years.
Okay.
Like you say, a marriage is work and you have to work at it. Over the years, we have had our arguments over sex. I want to, and she doesn't think about it or doesn't want to. I have done things as send flowers, leave love notes in places she would find them just to get her in the mood. And I did a few times, but sometimes it got us into an argument. So apparently when he does nice things like that, it leads to an argument, not to sex. Now, Mark, I'm a Christian.
I'd love to hear her version of this, but go ahead.
Now, Mark, I'm a Christian for 33 years, and so is my wife. No porn, but I have thought about it. So I would seek God. So, Mark, what I'm telling you is I'm tired of being the one to get things going in our love life. Mm-hmm. So I asked him, do you always initiate sex? And is it that you want her to be the initiator? He says, yes, ma'am. I do a lot of the time try to get the mood going. And yes, it would be nice to have her ask or just surprise me. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have told her I get tired of being the main one to engage the mood. She says, I'll try. It flies over like a 747 and she doesn't think about it. I'm 32. She's 35.
747s fly great. What's he talking about?
They do.
Just that's
flies,
a bad analogy.
Flies over
great
with
lift,
but and flies over and doesn't stick. I think is what he was trying to make.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They've been married in their early 20s. It's his first, but her second marriage.
Okay.
He says, "Yes, Mark. We've been to hell and back with God's grace at hand. So twirly me. I think he means swirly.
Swirly me. Yes.
God bless y'all, families, and keep up the good work. We need more honest, non-feely shows." So swirl away, Mark.
All right. We're up to 3 fans on this show. Yes! We're rocking now. What's the question?
He wants to know what to do. He's tired of
when
trying
he initiates,
to...
will she respond?
I didn't ask that. He just wants her to be the initiator.
Well, I want $20 million tomorrow so I can buy a big stinking jet. And not have to fly in commercial airlines anymore.
He doesn't like having all of
the weight. Actually, I don't have to fly in them now because I already have a plane. But I want a bigger one.
He doesn't want it all to be on his shoulders to do
well, booty stinking who? And I don't want to have to clean the toilet. Why do we got to clean the toilet again? Because somebody went in it. Well, why did that happen? It's just life. So you're the initiator. She's not. Shut up.
You just said, they describe the same thing that happens in your house, but you have an okay marriage and they're miserable. Why? Because they have the expectation that the wife is going to be the initiator and come on, baby, let's
she'd
go.
Like, I would,
and,
yeah, I'm sure she would. Mm-hmm. In 40 years of marriage, I don't know that my wife, maybe on one hand I could count the times.
But you don't expect it.
Guess who initiates at my house?
Anybody initiator.
Guess? I am the initiator. I will initiate and then I'll be back.
For heaven's sake. So just initiate. So what? Well, I want her to. Well, booty's thinking who? At least it's clear. You want to initiate. She does. Now, if you initiate and she keeps shutting you down, now we got a problem. Now we got something to talk about. But if you're whining just because you're the one who always has to initiate, and it's happening, you can go either to what direction? The wife or the... Someone usually does and somebody doesn't. Just do what you do.
Caution. The Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
Now this is the day you live. Come on.
We're back.
Now it's your time.
The Mark Unger Show, answering your questions about love, marriage, and relationships. What have you got next?
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk about this last email.
I don't know. It's okay. Just that, you know, I have to initiate. I wish she would. Well, boo-hoo. You know, you can take, you know, how come I'm the one who always has to clean the laundry? I wish my husband would initiate and clean the laundry. Okay, I'm sure you would. How come I always have to be the one with the financial answers? I wish whoever does... At some level, kind of resents the other one who does not.
It's the expectation thing.
Well, everybody wants everything totally balanced, and you're going to be frustrated, and you're getting mad and crazy. How can you can't be more responsible with money? Because they're not. You're always be more responsible. Well, I want you to be more responsible. Well, I want $1 million.
I wish my husband would take out the garbage every Tuesday night without me having to remind him.
Yeah. And wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great if my wife could do that? You would think that seeing how it's every Tuesday night... that I would get a clue, that somehow it would sink into my mind, you know what? It's Tuesday, the garbage. But every Tuesday, she's got to remind me, oh, you got to take out the garbage. Oh, really? Oh, gee, I didn't realize it was Tuesday night. I don't know. So what? She's going to write into the Mark Unger Show, oh, okay, that's my husband. Mm-hmm. People let the dumbest things make them miserable. Now, again, if he initiates and then she shuts him down, now we got an issue. Mm-hmm. But if he's whining because he's the one who always has to initiate and she doesn't, my answer is, yeah. Shut up! Just shut up. Good Lord.
Shut up and initiate.
How come I'm the one who always knows the card needs to get cleaned? I don't know. Who cares? Just shut up. As long as somebody cleans it.
A lot of people think that because they have to initiate, like he said, that she's not interested in it. It's not true if they go along with it and they give you sex and you have a great time together.
That's why I'm saying if he's initiating and she says no and shuts him down, now we have an issue. I'll talk to you all day about that. But if you're whining here, is I'm the one who has to, I wish he would. Well, so do I.
Yeah. But that's not both to assume into that somebody they're else's not interested. It doesn't mean that if you have to be the initiator all the time, it doesn't mean your wife's not interested. It just means that she's not the initiator.
Exactly is what it means.
That's right. And by the way, that's a cool shirt. The little
you like that shirt.
For the love of Joseph.
Well, I'm sorry.
She
but
likes
I didn't realize
shirt.
The cuffs were the way they are.
I am a beautiful
and
man.
And all of a sudden I looked over and I'm like, oh, look at those
look
cuffs.
At the cuffs.
That's
is
cool.
Is this not cool? Come on,
that's
Ross.
Really cool.
You got to admit this is cool.
It's cool.
I thought it were like bookshelves. That's what I thought when I looked at the person. I'm like, it's books on a bookshelf. Just
oh, it does kind of look like books on a bookshelf.
I don't know, but it's like cool. This. And you're doing a lot of the fancy cuff thing. That must be the style these days with the different pattern on the inside of the cuff.
That is the style now.
Okay.
You're
all right.
Taking fashion and style tips from Gunger and saying, well, that must be the style.
No, because there's so many. He has so many of them.
In the Gunger household.
It's not anything I decided. I'm just saying it happens to be the style.
Yes. Only because.
According to what?
Every shirt you go and buy now, you flip them up and they all hit
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying, what magazine have you read to update your fashion?
No.
I just walk in and see what's in the store.
If that's what's in the store, I'm just assuming that's the style that's out there. And what does the other side look like?
He's jealous because I'm not as pretty as he is.
Both sides are cool. All right.
It just makes no sense at all.
Nobody that's listening and not watching can even tell. All right, ready for this one, boys?
Which do you like better?
Nope. I like them both.
I'm not a big fan of the full cuff. I like the half cuff.
A half cuff
just
like
half.
This.
Yeah, even but unbuttoned.
What not to wear with Ross Gordesky?
Unbuttoned.
Well, then it turns into this.
It does
that.
It does
too.
Okay. My tweet proceeds.
I have done this far
many
more times than you.
Oh, you have no idea how sorry I am that I brought this up.
See, now you've ruined everything.
Okay. All right, ready to listen? Stop playing with your cuffs? Okay, this email
I'm cuff conscious now.
Like that.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
I don't care. I don't care about stinking cuffs. We don't need no stinking cuffs.
Say hello to my little friend. Okay.
They know the stinking cuffs. Okay, good.
My boyfriend and I have known each other for 7 years, but recently started dating. They've recently started dating about 7 months ago.
Okay.
So even though they've just been friends
psycho.
And known each other. Yeah, I had to get that in there quick.
Okay.
We're
going to
wait
okay.
7 more months because we want 777, the year of our Lord. This is going to be perfect. It's going to be divine. Hallelujah.
They've been dating for about 7 months because we both wanted to wait until started dating. Wait. Because we both wanted to wait till we were 18, I guess, to start dating.
Oh, they're young. Okay.
So they started. We're both strong Christians and are focused on living a Bible-based life.
Good.
My boyfriend struggles with his sexuality. In short.
What does that mean?
He's attracted to men.
He's bi.
Oh, no.
No, wait. Listen. He, however, has never had a sexual experience with another man. His relationship with his father wasn't and still isn't the best. He is more emotionally attracted to me than he is sexually attracted to me. However, he is sexually attracted to me, but not other women. We've never done anything sexual aside from a kiss here and there. He has made long strides in his struggle, and the improvement has been incredible. We are both very dedicated and determined to make our relationship work and last. God has definitely given us a strong foundation to stand on and build for marriage. We would like to get married within the next year or so. Now I have a few questions. Is his attraction to men something he will always struggle with?
Probably.
I've heard different opinions, and we realize it may be a lifelong struggle, just as other men have trouble with lusting after women. Do you have any advice for us or steps we can take?
Oh, I have some advice. I'm just waiting for you to get done.
Okay, she says, we realize due to his sexual struggle, we're going to have a harder time than most, but are willing to do anything we can to work through this. I respect your opinion. Any advice or comments would be appreciated.
Yeah.
I asked her a couple other questions.
Okay.
He said, what do you mean he's attracted to men? He's attracted to men the same way heterosexual man is attracted to a woman. He is sexually aroused by men and is visually attracted to them, though he would prefer...
Has he seen pictures of me?
No, that would end it right there. Good, that would cure him.
This could pretty much arouse anyone.
No, that would cure him.
Has he looked at gay porn?
Yes. She says, though he would prefer the emotional aspect of being with a man rather than a sexual one, yes, he does have a history of looking at gay porn.
Of course!
He said the feelings have been there for as long as he can remember, but he realized he wasn't normal in about the 7th grade.
So he must have been born this way. So.
He knows he's sexually attracted to me because he gets turned on when we kiss and hold hands.
Uh-huh. It's because he's closing his eyes and thinking of men.
He's closing his eyes, holding your hands, and thinking of Brad Pitt. That's his problem.
You don't have a hairier upper lip, do you?
I'm sorry.
That was mean.
It wasn't.
That was very appropriate for the show.
He looks at gay porn.
He has in the past. She says history.
And she likes the show.
She likes you and she respects your opinion.
She
does.
She don't know more.
She did.
This might be the last day.
And this will be the last day.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me, you silly, silly girl. This is the best advice I can give you.
Run for your life!
Run for your life, for heaven's sakes!
Oh, man.
Dump his butt! Oh, you...
I really try to provoke you.
This is horrible.
It's not bad enough. Apparently, marriage is so easy. It's so free of challenges and difficulties that we have to intentionally make it harder. It's such a piece of cake. It's so easy to do this thing called marriage. It is so easy. You guys all know how easy it is, right?
It's easy, right?
I mean, it's a walk in the park. It's like I wake up every day and think, oh my gosh, I had no idea it'd be this easy.
But no, actually,
every day, I think I'm just stunned at how non-challenging this is.
Because
my wife always does exactly what I want when I want her to do it.
You want more challenges in your life.
At least she will know that his eyes are only for her when it comes to females. So she might be the exclusive, the one. He won't sit and double take other ladies.
Well, I'm sorry, but he might be having more issues with men. He won't be ogling other women, but he'll be looking at every dude that walks past him.
Listen to me. You silly, silly girl. Dump him.
Yes.
Okay? All these women have this,
do yourself
this
a favor.
Savior complex.
Yes.
I can fix him. I can fix... No, you can't.
No.
He's got issues. That's between him and God. It is not your job to fix him. You do not want to marry a gay guy.
No.
5 years into the marriage, what's he probably going to be struggling with?
5 years? He's struggling with
it now.
They're not even married.
I understand. I'm just saying.
He'll probably have cheated on her with a guy.
Marriage is hard. If you find a truly dedicated, completely dyed-in-the-wool, card-carrying heterosexual, it'll still be hard. He'll drive each other crazy. How about you not intentionally get into a relationship with someone who is badly damaged in the first place? It is not your job to fix him, sweetheart. You want, what kind of a husband do you want for your children? Whatever demons he's carrying, which he hasn't been able to shake, is going to be carried on to the next. And the Bible talks about from generation to the, you want your son to have the same problem? How about you marry someone that you know is not badly damaged in the first place? Now, if you're writing me and say, look, we've already been married and now I discovered this, and okay, well, that's a different situation. But that's not. You're going in wide eyes open. Mm-hmm. And you probably won't listen to me. You'll probably still marry the nitwit. And then you'll be miserable. And then you will suck the life out of everybody around you asking for counseling, asking for help. See, these are the kind of people, they should be banned from marriage counseling. They should just have...
Once they're married, yeah.
You know, like the mark of the beast.
Yes.
We should just burn in their foreheads. You know, so what do you call it? Those brands.
DNC. Do not counsel.
And just burn it. Because what they do...
You were warned ahead of time.
They're warned ahead, but they don't listen. And then they will go and they will spend hours sucking the life out of counselors and pastors and friends and family, trying to fix them and pull them out of the horrible hell that they are in, even though someone warned them ahead of time. I'm telling you, you're young. You have your whole life in front of you. You do not need this burden.
No.
You want to pray for him? Pray for him. But cut it off. Move on. Find someone that you can build a healthy life with. This is for you and for your children. It's not your job to fix this guy. Don't be an idiot. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
All around the world, I'd rather
Fits in with the last email.
Yes.
This girl is going to marry him, and she's going to be in hell. She's going to be in hell. She will spend the rest of her life in hell. Sweetheart, it's not your job to fix this guy. He's telling you he's gay. Okay?
Now, can't fix that.
Now, there's people who do fix that kind of stuff, that work on it. But it's not your job to do that. Mm-hmm. Move on. Mm-hmm. It's not something you want to get. It's not her job to bear that. Sadly, he needs to bear it.
I couldn't do it.
All right, move on. What do you got?
Stupid argument question, actually. It's been a very long time since we got the stupid argument.
All right, we have a stupid argument.
He says, hello, Mark Diane Ross and serial killer Timothy Ray. I am a fairly long-time listener of the show, and your Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage DVD set actually saved my marriage.
Well, thank you.
But that's not why I'm writing this email. I've noticed a decline in your silly arguments, sadly, an increase in dumb ones. So I have a silly one for you. I would like to know what you think. The other night, my wife and I were playing the domino game Chicken Foot. One of her...
What's that?
It's a domino game. It's just how you set up the form of the dominoes on the table. It's just...
Never heard of it.
Played that in a long
time. I can teach it to you later if you want.
All right, well, Chicken Foot.
Anyhow, one of her dominoes fell over. I looked up and noticed it was the double blank that's worth 50 points.
All right.
And in this game, like golf, the more points you get, the worse it is, so you want a low score. So if you get stuck with the 50, you're the loser, okay?
All right.
So anyway, I used this...
See, I didn't know that. I used to always thought I won golf. I always had the highest score. I was also proud of myself.
Anyway.
Then someone ruined it for me.
Yeah. They told you the truth.
They told me the truth.
Anyway,
don't you hate the truth?
I do.
Better to walk around in a delusion.
You'd be deceived. Yeah,
right, that works.
Anyway, I used this information to block her from being able to play that domino, so she got stuck with it. And then I not only won the round, but caused her to take a massive hit on the points. Now, she was aware that I had noticed and intentionally blocked her from being able to play the tile.
Mm-hmm.
She became indignant and got up and left the kitchen carrying on about how I was a cheater and she doesn't play games with cheaters. I argued that I did not cheat in the game because I did not intentionally gain the knowledge by doing something such as walking behind her and looking at her dominoes. However, she strongly disagrees. Even after I said that, not using the information that fell into my lap without me trying to get it would simply be foolish.
Uh-huh.
And that it was just simple strategy to use the information you gain on your opponent.
Yes.
So please, let's hear it. Who's right and who's wrong?
Okay. I have some very simple advice for you. You want to have sex with a lady?
Let her win.
Yeah, let her win. Just let the girl win. What do you care? For heaven's sakes. Let's take a break. We'll be back with our final segment right after this.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
They said leave you alone, you'd find your own level. I've done all I can do.
Aren't you glad there's editing?
You got to deal with your own devil.
Deal with your own devil.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show. I'm so sorry. We're out of control over here.
Weird.
Answering your emails about love, marriage, and relationships. What do you have there?
Okay, this
Velma?
One is very short. She says, my question is, what if you were divorced and you weren't aware of God's position about marriage? So, of course, I had to ask her, can you explain a little bit?
If you weren't divorced?
If you got divorced and you weren't aware of God's position, like you didn't know biblically about divorce.
Okay,
what
well, what
God
if
says.
You didn't know God's position about murder and you killed somebody? What if you didn't know God's position about lying and you lied to somebody? Okay, so what's her question?
She wants to know. Once upon a time, I divorced my first husband.
Once upon a time?
Mm-hmm.
Get closer to the mic. How far do you think you can get before that?
I'm sorry. See, I'm trying to kiss it back to not put the paper in the shots, and then I end up like this because I can't read it.
It's basically a radio show that people see on TV. Okay. They'll get over it.
Okay,
all right.
So anyway, I divorced my first husband, who I married because I felt pressured by our parents. We stayed married for 10 years, have 3 children. We divorced back then because we cared for each other but weren't in love with each other from the get-go.
All right.
Back then,
so they got married for divorce for no good reason at all.
Yes. Back then, I didn't have a relationship with God and knew nothing about his expectations from us mere humans. Mm-hmm. I have recently remarried and became a disciple about 1 year ago. I'm deeply studying the word and would like to know what the panel thinks about marrying and divorcing out of ignorance.
We're a panel now. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm 47, divorced 13 years ago, and then remarried 18 months ago, became a Christian exactly a year ago.
Okay.
My previous godly knowledge was based on Roman Catholic teaching. I knew a scary God, not a loving one, she said.
All right. Well, it doesn't hurt to be a little scared of...
It's that fear still, of the Lord still, thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have a little fear of the Lord. I think we could use more of that today. Look, all kinds of people do all kinds of things in ignorance. Mm-hmm. What it is, you repent, you ask Jesus to forgive you your sins, and you go and sin no more. Again, we don't have a problem with people who sin. Somebody can call me and tell me they murdered and raped their cat. All right? Mm-hmm. Well, I forgive them. God will forgive them. Mm-hmm. Just go and don't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. See, we're terrible at
that. You can't unscramble
the Christian,
egg.
I'm just telling you, the Christian community is great at, neither do I forgive you. Mm-hmm. We're great at forgiveness. What we're terrible at is the second half where Jesus said, don't do it anymore. We basically said, well, you can't help but do it. Just don't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you found out, you know, Wilma here. She's been married 47 times to 300 different guys. All right? At some point.
It keeps upping.
It keeps upping, I know.
You know, when you say that, people actually write and ask me, really? How many times have you been married?
All right, tell them. How many times?
Do I have to?
No, you don't have.
Seven.
It's more than 2 and less than 4. All right? But we won't get specific. All right? So... But then you come to Christ and you get your life together and then, okay, great. Now you move forward and you just stop.
It was BC for me.
Yeah, you stop. Yes. Stop. And even if it was AC, at some point you have to stop. You have to repent. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Father. I'm going to do my life. And you just move on. Yeah. Now, from there, should you divorce your husband and marry somebody else? No. Why not? Jesus calls it adultery. Well, I did it. Okay, that means you repent and you move on. I do not have a problem with people who fall short of God's standard. What irritates me is people who act and say as if there is no standard.
Yeah. And
well, we believe
in
such grace, it doesn't matter what you do. That irritates me. There is a definite right and wrong, people. Read your Bibles. Don't tell me it doesn't matter. Of course it matters. Will God forgive you? Yes. But then stop it.
Now that she knows this,
then don't do it anymore.
If she went out and divorced this husband because
I think she's got
real
problems then.
You know, no emotional connection or whatever, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
And it's, you know better, now do better.
Let's say she does that. At some point, you need to get right with God and you need to stop it. Mm-hmm. Just stop it. She feels guilt of her past sins, is what she's still. Mm-hmm. She feels bad because she's divorced and remarried now, which she had no biblical grounds for divorce. Yeah, just like you had no biblical grounds for fornicating or lying or cheating. Yeah. All kinds of things people do before they come to Christ. Now that you do it, let's stop. And many people, even though they've done it and make mistakes, okay, well, let's repent and stop. But the part you don't hear today is stop. You know how many people email us who say, you know, I want to thank you. I thought I was a slave to porn. I did all these different things. And then I heard you say, I don't have to do this.
Yes.
And it set them free. Because it's as if we call it grace, but all it is grease. We have told people it doesn't really matter. God will forgive no matter. Just stop it. The same power of God. When you have a form of Christianity that says God can't really empower you to stop doing it, that's what the Bible warns about. It's a form of godliness, but denies the power thereof. There is a power that can keep you free from this stuff. It's called the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. We can walk free. Well, what if I make a mistake? Well, then stop it. Repent. Stop it. But you can walk free. God does not call you to do something you cannot do. Otherwise, he's a monster. He empowers you what he calls you to do. So let's just stop, okay? Again, I don't have a problem with anybody. There's not anybody that could write me, I don't think, and tell me whatever horrible it is that they did. I might gasp at what horrible it is. But I don't have a problem with that. I will forgive you. I mean, I have a problem. I don't want you to do it, but I...
Yeah.
Don't do it anymore. Stop. Ask God to forgive you. You confess it. You repent. Now stop it. That's the part that irritates me, is people act like it's impossible to stop. I have to look at porn. I have to masturbate. I have to cheat on my wife. I have to do it. Really?
Well, the church is doing such a great disservice to people by conveying that message instead of telling them there is the power of God.
It is a form of godliness. Denying the power. It is virtual heresy, and it's very destructive. And if you don't like that, don't email me. I really don't care what you think about it. right.
Okay, there's a not a question, but a comment. I think we can get this in right at the end here. Hello, Gunger Gang. I thought I'd share this with you. I was listening to
the Gunger Gang.
Yes.
Ross, did you ever think you'd be a part of the Gunger Gang?
It's kind of like the Apple Dumpling Gang, but a little bit different.
Kind of the Jesse James Gang.
He says, I was listening to your previous show, and Mark was talking about how some Christians went off on Harry Potter and how Mark and Diane actually know a real Wiccan, and mm-hmm. She was surprised you were being nice to her. I just wanted to validate your comment. I live my life the best Christian I can be, but I know I screw up. I always remind myself of judging others and loving my neighbor. So 3 years ago, I transferred to a new office and through the grapevine was told that my coworker was a practicing Wicca. I never preached to her. I never treated her any differently than anyone else in my life. I was just myself. One particular stressful day, she asked me how I could even smile, let alone laugh. I gave her a simple answer that I turned the hard stuff over to God instead of dwelling on it and moved on to the next problem. That's all I said. A week later, she came to me and said she wanted to have the peace I had. She's now saved, and I'm ashamed to say reads her Bible more than I do. She's saved because I was nice to her.
Just be nice, okay? Bye-bye!